Every month, the IBSI FinTech Journal delivers dedicated content on key aspects of financial technology. What's in the November edition? Well, keep listening and I'll reveal all. Well, almost all. Hello, I'm Robin Amlow, Managing Editor of IBS Intelligence, here to tell you why you should be reading the November edition of the IBSI FinTech Journal. Payments. All things payments. We start with analysis of the news that the contactless payment limit in the UK has gone up to £100, 14 years after contactless payment technology was first introduced in the country in 2007, when the limit at that time was set at just £10. Now, if it had simply kept pace with inflation over the last near decade and a half, it would be just about around £15. Instead, the limit is 10 times higher than at launch, though still not the biggest contactless limit on the planet. But that increase all by itself tells you something about the acceptance of contactless and the use we've all been putting it to, especially, I guess, in the last couple of years. Our big interview this month is a doubleheader with Emanath Chowdhury, CEO, and Indranil Basu Roy, Chief Business Officer of Modafin, about how banks can make the most of digital payments. Although I particularly liked Roy's fascination with Lego. Yes. Lego. And you'll have to read the interview to find out more. Our feature focus this month is indeed digital payments with side orders of RTP, CBDC, stablecoins and cryptocurrencies. Elsewhere you'll find our usual sections, supplier profiles, implementation case studies, full roundups of all the financial sector's tech investment in systems, and the private equity and venture capital action. And we track the stock market performance, good and bad, of the listed fintech equities with our commentary on the Sifty 50. All this and more in the November edition of the IBSI FinTech Journal from IBS Intelligence, the leading global pure-play financial technology research, news analysis and advisory firm.